prayer. I am listening to a man named Emmanuel Todd. He's a historical demographer, and he's talking at Professor Glenn Deason's channel on YouTube, and the topic is Defeat of the West, Collapse of Power and Values. And this man, he is an interesting person because he is, well, he was able to predict the fall of Soviet Union, even when Soviet Union was very powerful and no one really could believe that. And he's not a political analyst like that, but he's looking at societies. For instance, then he saw the increase of baby deaths. And now he's studying the situation and developments in the West. For instance, in America, how many engineers that they are educating and things like that. He's looking at trends in society and then drawing conclusions, and he seems to be good at it. Now he's saying, I'm listening to him, he's talking about religion, that, well, religion used to be in control of everything, right? State religions and so on. And then that was kind of removed, but religion still had a kind of non-secular role to play. People still believed in God and the values that came with religion and morality and so on. But then religion was gone. God, no God anymore. And he's talking about what happened then, what happens then, how these deeper values of goodness and meaning and so on disappear. And I mean, I kept hearing as I grew up that there is no meaning to life, really. And there's not even any good or bad. We create those as they suit us to keep our societies in order, the morality, and so on. So he's talking about this, the result there, which is nihilism. And comes to the point of this, and he says, I can see it, that this leads to the emergence of evil. And it's quite interesting how he comes to that conclusion. And he's not religious, he doesn't believe in God, it seems, or at least not in any religion. But he can still see that. That when you remove religion, you remove God, you remove the soul, you remove the... And I would say the... And that what I'm often speaking about here, the important values and knowledge there at the foundation of a healthy society, where there is, well, goodness, as I said, but also the understanding of life as being happy and satisfying and meaningful. When we are doctor said, developed in our souls. When we seek that happiness from within, that's what we still see in the Eastern Asian cultures. And it's coming in the West as well, that yes, you should meditate and you should go inwards, and it's not just about things and external experiences and pleasures of the senses, but it's about living in harmony, in balance, and with a deeper sense of self. And as I say there, as we learn from the Indian Vedic knowledge and culture, that there is Satchitananda, we are eternal. We are souls, we're not bodies. And we are wise and clear, and I mean, what we're seeking, knowledge and insights and so on, is a sign of that. But our bewildered state here now is not normal. It's a kind of covering of Maya illusion. And we are happy, Ananda. We are blissful. We're happy. Happiness is a natural part of us. And you think about this, is pretty significant, isn't it? Because that becomes another, I mean, than the nihilism, modern materialism, foundation for your life and guiding line in life. But yes, I'm not just going to seek my satisfaction and happiness by chasing it in things and experiences out there, but starting from within.